Mr. Amy Littlefield, I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. It is 8 a.m. That program was made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Gazelle Natural Fiber Clothing and Full Circle Resale, featuring women's clothing, jewelry, and accessories with a focus on natural fibers. Since 1984, Gazelle and Full Circle Resale are both located at the corner on Northeast 41st and Fremont, and at GazelleNaturalFiberClothing.com.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Muertos Northwest's 6th annual celebration under the bridge on Dia de los Muertos, Saturday, November 1st at 1 p.m. This year's celebration will include the creation of altars, sugar skull decorating, Muertos face painting for all ages, Muertos storytelling, and live music by Los Tex-Maniacs. Again, that's Muertos Northwest's 6th annual celebration under the bridge, Saturday, November 1st from 1 p.m. to midnight at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
I'm Rusty Butler, a Siletz tribal member. I got in trouble with the law when I was 14 years old and spent my teenage years behind the bars. My culture and traditions helped me find my way. I now work with the Siletz youth in my community. Hear my story on Prison Pipeline, November 3rd at 6:30 p.m.
Nanta Shri Nagi Thai, Nanta Ho Ho Ho, Nanta Ho.
Most work in the tech industry is done in small groups, with the idea being that two heads are better than one. To get the best ideas, you need diversity. However, the majority of people working in the tech industry are white, male, and fairly young. Tune in this Friday at 11 a.m. for The Digital Divide and the Talent Divide, Who Makes Up the Tech Industry? Part 3 of Startup City, How the New Tech Boom is Changing Portland.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
Comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning on this very dark, very cold, very wet Samhain morning. Happy Samhain.
Happy Samhain to you, Ani.
Good Samhain all. And what traditional weather we are having.
Yeah.
It is. And I am Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And together we are, in fact, positively revolting. We hope you are too. As it is, Samhain, we are wanting to look at the Wheel of the Year. We do this now and again. It is, as we look at the year, as we go through, and as we notice our place, we can do this from a spiritual point of view. We can do it from a very just earth-centered, being aware of our surroundings point of view. Sometimes people wonder, but hey, y'all, I'm not a pagan. What does this have to do with me? Well, you live on the earth. And pagan or not, if you are in, somewheres around the 45th parallel, say somewheres around, the area we're at, we'll call that the Great Northwest or Cascadia, then you are experiencing fall. And you are experiencing fall in the full throes of fall. And this is that time of year where things die away. And that is actually absolutely connected to where we are at in the spiritual calendar. This is that time of year where things die. And in the Celtic calendar, in the pagan calendar, Euro-pagan, then we look at this time of year as that part where things go underground. Things rest. This is the rest and repose time of year.
Because it's so freaking dark, you don't want to get out of bed.
That's right. It's the dream time. So it is looking at going, this is that time where the veil is thin between the worlds, where we honor our ancestors, where we dance with our ancestors, where we feed and drink with our ancestors, depending on your tradition. That changes a little from place to place. But this is an ancestor connection point. It is a time when the veils are thin. It is a time when it is easy, but it's easier to bring messages from the other side through dream work or what have you.
Or the whatnots, or what have you.
Or what have you.
I see.
By whatever means. I'm somebody.
We haven't had coffee. May I just come out?
I'm
and
somebody
say that?
Who tends to work with dreams. All right. Other people may get visions and messages from the other side in various other ways. But however you get them. And this is that time where they can be very strong during the 6-week period as we lead up to the summer or the winter solstice. And winter solstice is when the world is born again, when the world is made anew. At the birth of the year. So this is the death of the year, the death of the old god. It's the dying time. It's the sleeping time. And now we curl up, hopefully with good books, hopefully with good feasts and family, and we await the birth of the year in 6 weeks. That's where we're at. Energetically, earth calendar wise, pagan wheel of the year wise. That's where we're at. What do you say, Lynn?
Well, I know you all may have been noticing that there's this Pluto-Uranus square happening. We also had a very rough just Mercury retrograde, which we are coming out of now, I believe it's.
That was hard.
Yeah. Well, for the Pluto-Uranus square, and it's been going on for some time, and it's going to go on for, we are at the apex right now. We are literally in the middle of the apex of it. It's called Why Your Life Keeps Changing Without Notice. And as I've been saying throughout this whole thing, and I need to tell myself this quite often as well, you just have to be flexible and go with what's going to happen because these are just shocking, shocking in, some people have died, have left this mortal coil. Perhaps some people shockingly have found out they were pregnant. There's, you know, things coming, can people coming and going in your life? Things, well, Uranus wants liberation. Pluto, I mean, among other things, Pluto is sort of the cosmic control freak. So that's operating in all of our lives. And right now, especially through November 15th, we are at a very intense period of that. It's the apex. It's going to happen again in April 2000. Oh, I'm sorry. We already did the apex. See, I did not have my coffee. We've got this one, November 26th through November 27th, and we've got one left in March 11th through the 28th, 2015. And then there'll always be something new, folks. You never have to worry about that.
is that right?
Yes, things keep moving in the universe. So it's been life-changing for almost everybody that I know. But those are the two things at work. The cosmic control freak and the planet of liberation. So we see things on a macro level in our personal lives. And then we, as far as politics goes, we've seen a lot of disruption and just crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff. It's true.
People with good political records are besmirched, and it just sort of keeps happening because it's crazy stuff.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Anyway, that's what's going on. To me, that's really big. I don't know. It's been really big. So people keep saying, when will it end? And I finally was looking that up this morning because I figured for myself, things end when they end, but and not a minute before. So yeah, this is right now, this is going to be an interesting holiday season, as they say. Till the 27th, and
happy
then we're going
to holidays to you.
Then March 11th through the 28th, 2015, and then we'll move on to other things. And hopefully people will be where they want to be. Or, as Michael Mead says, if you get everything you want, it's not very interesting.
But I'd like to have that problem for a while. Yeah. Just a little while. Okay. Well, so Lynn
Today, I will just say one more thing. Mercury is sort of anxiously aligning with Neptune, and it's a little hard to decide whether to trust your intellect or your intuition today. So we're going to give you readings. Okay.
And that way you can sort of meld them, integrate them, bring them together, if you will, the intellect and the intuition. And check in. It's a good time. I think that checking in every 6 weeks or so is not a bad idea. And so I like to remind myself to sort of check in and be mindful and know where my feet are on my path. You know, every time the wheel turns, it's a good point. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, or do your listeners, go ahead, give us a call. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. You can also like us on Facebook, Positively Revolting on Facebook. You can email us at positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. In the Twitterverse, you can follow us. We are Positive Revolt. And with that, I do believe we have Spring on the line. Good morning, Spring.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Spring?
I can't complain momentarily.
This is good. This is very good.
And I've been throwing the cards a number of years, over 40 years, and I would love to have a reading, but I want to make a little brief statement from something I've heard on Democracy Now, just now. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had to write these words down because I am so enthused. What I have heard just this morning on Democracy Now! By way of the Green Party campaign to replace Andy Cuomo with, these are my words, a better, more humane individual. The Green Party platform for governor of New York State includes alongside livable wages and everything else we all deserve. Mixed income, scattered sight. Low or no income housing. I get chills as I reread that.
Yeah.
And I just believe we shall overcome. I begin to believe again more and more that possibly, just possibly within my lifetime in this body, we will rise. And so I want to encourage everyone to sing, dance, be proud, be loud, spread the love.
That sounds about right. You know, I think that it is important to notice where things start to get a little bit better. I think that that is awesome. Because
we need to think huge, though.
Yeah.
A little bit better ain't good enough.
Well,
honey.
A little bit better is...
All of it got to go.
A little bit better is better than not.
I'm not a progressive. I'm a radical.
Sure. Sure. I get that.
So,
but
so I get,
again, I think it's important to acknowledge.
It's our planet. It's all of ours.
Sure.
Globe.
But it's important to acknowledge where things are looking good or better, and to push that, to add energy. It's not enough to just always be against something, right? It's always important to be for something too. Yeah, I think you're totally
on it.
Well,
yeah, that's why I say, of course. Yeah. Be loud, be proud, sing, dance, and spread the love. It's all about love.
I'm totally agreeing with you. So what I have card-wise for you is this is a good time for you to pull together others of like minds, for you to be with others of like minds and focus intention. It's also important, though, to remember that all things must stay in balance, that you are on your path and you are going on your path at a good clip, but it's important to keep control of the reins and to make sure that things stay in a good place of balance for you. And
my birthday is one of the two balance points in the year.
Oh, is it?
3/21/1952.
Mm-hmm.
Born right here.
Uh-huh.
Balance.
So you're an equinox baby. Nice.
I'm 1 degree Aries.
Uh-huh.
Moon in Aquarius, Cancer rising.
Uh-huh. And then ultimately, card-wise, you know, you have made friends with your wild self. And that's fantastic. And you are a wild and intuitive woman. And you are walking with your power, and that is as it should be. Finding those close ones that you can pull focus with helps everyone get a little further down that path.
Oh, yes. Thank you for the support and encouragement.
Yeah. Thank you for being, Spring.
Hey. Can't be otherwise. It's just my nature.
It's so true. All right. Well, take good care.
You too. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao. I believe that we have Patricia on the line. Patricia, good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. You know, as we're talking about all the planets and their alignments, and then we're talking about singing and dancing on the Earth and all the to-ing and fro-ing that's happening with all the voting.
Yes.
And I was thinking about the mycorrhiza and the mushrooms that are just prolific right now, and that whole system under the Earth that's so rich and so sustaining for us and so secret in so many ways.
Yeah.
This is their time as well. The mushrooms are the fruit of the mycorrhiza, and
they're happening right now, aren't they? Do you want any astrology done?
I would love.
Okay, would you give me your pertinence as the little fellow on the Geico commercials? Give me your pertinence.
I'm sorry, my what?
Your pertinence. Your date of birth, place of birth, and time of birth.
Let's see, July 1st, 1949, Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the time at all, or close?
I think around 6 a.m.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All righty. And so looking out in that way of the fall, looking at turning things over. I am now shuffling the cards as Lynn punches up the ephemeris. This is that slow radio part of the consultation.
Nice, and then I'm coughing into the thing, which even helps more.
Well, okay. You know, at least coughing's not dead air, Lynn. At least coughing's not dead air. All right, Patricia. You'll get cards first, and then Lynn will be right with you.
Thank you.
So,
do you have any specific questions, Patricia?
Health. Continued good health.
Right. Well, my little Cancerian sister, let's see. We have... what I have for you is that you are somebody who has become quite comfortable with their own company. That you are, you've sort of made a turn in your life where you realize that you actually are your own authority. You're your own best guidance. And that this actually allows you to be more deeply with others. But it's won't necessarily say on your own terms because you're more flexible than that. But you know when to say when as well, and when to take your energy back unto yourself. There's a little sadness, a little confusion. It's more along the lines of sadness. Within your close circle right now. I'm not necessarily getting that it's from you specifically, but it's something that's affecting you. And it's important to remember to be very flexible, and that these sort of emotional storms blow over as long as people find their grounding, right? And maybe it is actually given to you to help somebody find their footing, find their grounding in a way that you have at this point. You use your words very well. You nurture with your words, and sometimes people aren't necessarily so excited to hear what you have to say to them because you say hard truths, and as it needs to be as well. It's the way you care for people, and it's very, very valuable. Just remember to leave judgment out. You're giving information knowing that everyone's life is different. What works for you may or may not work for somebody else. But you can at least give the example of your experience and give the wisdom of your analysis. And people can do with it as they will. And that's what the cards say.
Thank you.
And here's what the stars say. You have, when Ani was talking about the hard truths, you have both Vesta and Pluto in Leo. So, and that's in the sixth house, which can help do with health and work. You've also got the sun in the sixth house with Mr. Chiron. So I don't know if you do any work in the health area, but healing and helping people heal, however that is something that would work for you. I don't know if that resonates at all. And
yes, it does.
Okay, but that's where you're, 'cause with Sirius and Leo, right, pretty conjunct with Pluto there, it's like, well, I'm telling you this for you. It's really for their own good. And there are ways to say that will work better for people, but it is actually for their own good. However, you know how folks love to hear that sort of thing. You've been around the planet long enough to know that. Not very much. Learning to say it in an artful gracious way to talk to people about what they need, but you are definitely here to help folks heal. Does that, and that, I hope that makes some sort of sense to you. And right now it's like you've got Jupiter in in Capricorn. It's sort of towards the end, though. So you're going to get a lot of help from Pluto in the next few years and to have that happen, but probably closer to 5 years out if it's something that you're aspiring to. But as far as your own health goes, I don't see any big... I don't see any big constrictions in the first house, but you have kind of an empty first house, so it may be an Aquarius ascendant. It's kind of hard to ground sometimes. So that's something I would work on, which is usually grounding has to do with the earth. You know, mushroom picking. It sounds like you love mushrooms, things like that. Does that help at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Do you have any other questions real quick?
Gosh. Anything about relationships?
Oh, everybody wants to know that.
Right?
I laugh because everybody wants to know that, and I used to always go, when will that... All right. Well, you do have a jam-packed little seventh house there, so it's very... But you're a little bit picky about relationships, aren't you?
Yep.
And it's all in Virgo, and Virgos can be single just fine or not, but you are Cancer, and they're not... that happy with that thing either. So Cancer, Virgo moon, you're going to be picky about people and but very interested in your own health, and that's a good thing because you should be. So I don't know if I see anything. That's being trined by Pluto right now, so there could be some sort of fated thing in there. You've got lots of the moon and a ton of asteroids in the seventh house, so something, you know, could be happening. It's usually when we're feeling open for it.
Hmm. Wow, that's a lot of good information and a lot of confirmation of things that I've been thinking about, too. So.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Excellent.
Happy Samhain.
Yeah, like that. 503-231-8187 is the number to call if you would like a little brief consultation. It is 27 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And we are Positively Revolting. This is that couple 3-4, maybe up to 6 days a year, we sort of put aside politics. We sort of put aside, well, personal is political, it's all true. But we sort of focus on the personal. We focus on our community. And we do these little consultations to give back to our listeners. It's kind of a popular demand thing, what can we say? But here's your chance, 503-231-8187. You can also like us on the Book of Face, Positively Revolting. You can also email us at positivelyrevolting@gmail.com.
Or there's the Twitter at Positively Revolt.
It's true.
You're on that social media, baby.
And let's go ahead and talk to Mary. Good morning, Mary. You're up next.
Good morning, ladies.
Hello. How are you?
I'm nervous, but... I'm excellent otherwise.
Oh, good.
Do not be nervous.
Yes. No. This is for fun.
It is.
And never a dooms. We don't do the doomsday stuff.
Oh, no, it's not the reading. It's the radio.
That's right. I forget.
I was going to say.
I'm a first-time radio caller.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
See, you're getting through it just fine.
So you want to give me your pertinent information, Mary?
Yes, please. July 16, 1980, mm-hmm. 6:43 in the morning in Bristol, PA.
6:43, Bristol.
All these little cancers. It's so good.
Yeah, I think I'm a Virgo moon, too.
Oh, I know that one.
We are picky. We are very picky.
I know. My little beloved has those.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Aww.
And he's picky.
Yes, he is. Well, you know. That's,
but he picked me.
It's a fine thing because he picked you. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I feel honored if you're chosen.
All right. Well, Mary, I've got cards over here. First, while Lynn does her ephemeral things. And what I have for you, it looks a whole lot like the Crone of Blades, the Ten of Blades, and the Maiden of Pentacles. So
I'm what? Sorry, one, just one
oh,
thing.
Oh, yes.
6:43 a.m. or p.m. did you say?
A.m.
Thank you very much.
So what this all adds up to say is you are somebody who has really come into their own when it comes to speaking your truth and saying it without apology.
Yes.
Yes.
No apologies there.
No. No, nor should there be. You know, you really, you have spent a good amount of time thinking things through. It's not like you just wing it. But once you have come to your opinion, you share it, and you share it with intent to enlighten others. And it's not a bad thing. It is shining your light. They can do it with it what they will. Maybe it'll work for them. Maybe it won't. Try not to get too hung up in that. But you, your analytical mind has really sort of fought its way through several tricksy issues, and you have benefited thereby and really gotten some really good analysis of your own life and the way the universe works for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Same with your physical well-being, your physical space. You have learned from many others, and you are passing knowledge on as well to really do what is needed to make your house into a comfy home.
Oh, you are spot on.
And that this is that point where you are now pivoting. You have worked really super hard to get yourself into this place of, you know, wisdom, into this place of not really creature comforts, but home comforts. The home and hearth have been emphasized to work like they're supposed to. And that is putting you in a place of really just having a regenerated spirit where you're feeling very, very much more playful again than you had been. And you're ready to sort of take things on at a deeper level with a newness and a freshness.
Excellent.
So that's what the cards have for you.
And the stars have pretty much the same thing.
I love it when that works.
I'm sitting here looking at your chart as Ani is saying these things, going, mm-hmm. Yeah, you have this little packed fourth house with the moon in Virgo there, and you've got Pluto in Libra there, and and Mars is in your fourth house. Your home is very, very important to you. And I can't think why not. And you have the sun in the second house, which to me, the second house is ruled by Venus, and it's about our desire nature. So sometimes it's about how you can get money, because that has to do with desire nature a lot in this culture. And so it must not be entirely difficult for you. Am I wrong about that? Or
I am certainly not lacking for anything that I need.
Excellent. And, you know, that's all it's really for.
Exactly.
And you would be probably very clear in that. You have, do you work with groups?
I would like to, but no, not really.
I think that would be something. You have Chiron in the 11th house, which has a lot to do with groups. You also have an air sign ascendant, Gemini, so grounding is... and with Gemini in the first house, grounding is probably an issue, but it's a good thing. Your home, of course, would be something that you would do that. That would be a place that you can do that. But grounding in our bodies is also really important, and that's not a Gemini's forte.
Yeah, that would explain it.
It's a brilliant mind. You have a brilliant mind, but it is attached to something.
It doesn't run itself.
Unfortunately,
more's
no.
More's the pity.
Yes, I know. It's the brain in a jar syndrome. But somehow, coming up on working with groups, it seems like a really good thing for you to do. There's all sorts of, since a lot of your interests have to do with domestic things or at least your home and making that the place that you want it to be. Then it's hard to get out of there, right?
It sure is, and it doesn't help with that pickiness either, you know?
I know. But you can do it. So, yeah, and With Chiron in Taurus, you're kind of, Taurus is very grounded there on the earth. They're an earth sign. They're a fixed earth sign. So they're kind of stubborn and grounded. But it's that whole, remember the two bulls? I always like to think of them as Ferdinand, who's under the tree with a little flower in his mouth or whatever. There's that part of working with groups that would be really helpful for you. But you're going to have to, it'll have to be some sort of practical thing.
Certainly.
And you will try to organize it, I know. And people can use that a lot of times. So organizational skills are a very good thing. That's something you could work, you know, in I don't know if you, I always think of board of directors sort of things as being that sort of management and organizational type things.
That's certainly food for thought. I'm coming more away from that line of work, but
I'm on a volunteer basis.
Yeah, it's not so. Yeah, certainly. Yeah,
sharing your skills.
Yes, definitely, definitely on a level that is more fulfilling.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you, first time caller.
Happy Samhain.
You too.
And you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Fun. Let's go ahead and we have just under a half an hour or so. Let's go ahead and talk to our next caller, shall we? Let's talk to Barry. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm a first-time caller also. And your show sounds very interesting.
Well, welcome. Welcome, Barry, to the show. Did you have anything in particular you wanted to check out, or you want to give Lynn your birth particulars?
I've heard your show many, many times, and yes, I do have my direction. The way my life has been going for the last 10 years has been spiraling downward, and it's gotten to a point where I don't see how much more it could go down without major events. And I'm wondering if there's any positive aspects that I might be coming to, or is it all dark?
Some folks say it's darkest before the dawn.
That's what they say, and this season has mixed feelings for me, and my birthday is in this season. And so I thought you might be helpful.
Worth a shot?
Well, yeah, you want to give me your pertinence?
September 13th, 1940. I'm an old dude. And I was born around 4 a.m.
And where was that lovely event?
In Bronx Hospital, the Bronx, New York.
I'm not surprised. I heard your voice.
I would not think so. I lived in Portland 20 years, and everything's falling apart, but my voice has gotten more New York, and I don't understand it. But
that's a funny thing. While we scurry around and do your shuffling and ephemeral putting in our thing, could you turn your radio down just a scooch?
It's completely down.
Okay, cool. There's a little echo there for a minute, and now it's better.
All right, I just turned off the whole radio completely.
You're so good. Thank you, Barry, very much for doing that. Okay, so what the cards say for you, Barry, is... See, that buys me another moment where I can now unveil the cards. What the cards say for you, we have the Three of Flames, we have the Six of Flames, and we have... The Mother of Blades again. So what this says to me, excuse me, there are certain people in your life that when you are with them, you feel diminished. You need not to be around those people. Whatever you can do to limit your interactions with people by whom or with whom you feel diminished. And by that very same token, there are people in your life around whom you feel fantastic. When you have spent, lunchtime talking with this person or that person, you feel great. You feel inspired, perhaps. You need to spend more time with that person, right? So a lot of this is about the company you keep and how people reflect the world to each other. When you say that your life is going down the tubes, look at the company you're keeping and what they're reflecting to you. look for people in your life who are perhaps more buoyant. And in particular, the Six of Flames talks about the need to be playful. It talks about how play is not really relegated to, you know, the designs of childhood or the age of childhood alone. That it is important for us. It is, in fact, sacred. It is one way of communicating with the cosmos. That if we look around us, the world is kind of playful. And, of course, it depends on what we choose to see. We can see, you know, monotony. We can see horror and devastation. Or we can see the playfulness, right? When you, like, check out some otters, you know, on a riverbank, they're playing. When you check out raccoons, you know, they're extremely playful beings. Check out people in your life and or animal companions in your life that have that sense of lightness, of playfulness, kind of jubilance. Because you need to take it in. You need to be reminded. And they are there. You've kind of pushed them aside because they're not really fitting into how you see your life right now. But it's kind of reversal, right? What you kind of need to do is open up your life big enough that you can see playfulness fitting within it and head that direction. There's a lot of this that gets in with your analysis. You tend to be a very intellectual man. You tend to be very heady about things. And that's good. Those words are going to help guide you. It's going to help find your way, but you can't let them always take precedent. That playfulness needs to also be honored. And that's what the cards say.
I got to tell you, I've never experienced such a truthful reflection of exactly what's going on, both the negative of it and a mountain that I have to climb to accomplish that. And oh boy, you affirmed so much for me when so many others tried to dissuade me from that perspective. It is incredible, the affirmation you gave me this morning. I really appreciate it, and I'm
so glad to hear that, Barry.
And I absolutely. I have no choice if I want to slow that downward spiral. Playfulness is absolutely necessary right now. Thank you so much for your insight.
You are so welcome.
Yeah.
I think Lynn has something for you.
Yeah. Well, and has it been the last few years? How many years has this been, your little spiral been going on?
It's been about 10 years.
Well, yep. Yeah.
So, and now my dog has gotten older. She's 13, and my car is gone. And it's just the context of my life is so reflective of the downward spiral. And there's no play. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yep.
When I go to my physical therapist, and we play, and I feel the endorphins come in, and I get silly. And that was experienced just Tuesday when I went.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right, but I live in a subsidized housing where there isn't play, and it is sad, and it is dark.
Yeah.
Right.
And you are so, and I don't know how to navigate this world. I was never in poverty, and I don't know this world. So it's very difficult to find any joy in it or even to move it because I don't know how to navigate it.
Well, part of what I see is that if you can let go of some old expectations. And it's because Pluto's been playing around with your descendant, which means that stuff that old things that don't need to be there anymore. And if you can somehow let go of some of the old expectations and to find joy, folks and gurus in India that live in little shacks and they're just as happy as... I mean, I've seen people happy in many circumstances, and I agree. Nobody... Poverty's not fun.
Yeah.
I am not saying that. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. And I have, you know, enormous sympathy for that. But part of internally, for your own survival, for yourself, you're going to have to find a way to let go of some of your older expectations and find some new ways of experiencing joy, because they can be there.
I got to say, as somebody who has, I was raised relatively poor, working poor, and...
And you've risen into the upper
working poor. No, I just let me throw in there that joy and play can cost an arm and a leg, but really they're actually some of the things on the planet that don't need to. And I was reminded of that yesterday when I was walking by a swing set. And I thought, geez, it's been a long time since I've sat on a swing. I wonder if I still remember how to make this thing work. And it turns out I did. And I giggled like a freaking schoolgirl for, I don't know, 20 minutes. It was just a blast to sit on a swing again in a park and kick leaves under my feet. That kind of frivolousness, that kind of play, it doesn't cost anything. And
it's kind of up to me.
Yeah.
Cut my ties or cut my connections to the diminished place, and even if I have to play to find some sort of light in my life.
Right, that's basically.
And I ask a question, which a lot of times I hold on to old past relationships, as you said, or people or things, or
sure.
And I hold on to them because at this time, it feels so alone to let any of them go that I feel that to be more alone, even though my heart doesn't feel that connection belongs anymore. I feel it's healthier for me not to be as alone unless I could replace it with some sort of community or people in my life. And that's what doesn't seem to happen. I'm not desired on the level I used to be. So I'm kind of holding on to the past and people in the past and not receiving any of the expectations because they're not for me at this time. So I'm kind of holding on out of fear of letting go and facing new horizons. And it's not like me, but it's got me. It's got me stuck.
Huh.
So that's just... irrelevant, I guess you're saying.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't say irrelevant.
No. I'd say that's...
I have to break through that. That's not irrelevant. That's what's the gravity on me.
Yeah. And letting go, the thing about it, it happens when it's going to happen, and I wouldn't be so foolish ever as to tell you to cut off something that you feel like it is the only thing that's holding you together, but...
It's almost survival.
Yeah, but on the other hand, in my own experience... I've never found that to work, but that's just for me, and I want you have to do what is the right thing for you to do. But at some point, it's going to feel like the right time, and maybe sooner than later for you to do that.
Those right times usually feel desperate, and I don't want to act on... You're telling me to go with life and not desperateness, but I seem to confuse them both.
I think this is one of those...
You're not the only one.
Yeah, right? I think this is one of those conversations that probably could and should go on for far longer than our show. So
I'm going to free you. I'd like to free you. You've been so helpful, and maybe you could help some other people. I know I've taken more time than...
But Barry, it's been very good talking with you, and let me just say this.
Sure.
Do you do Facebook?
No.
Okay. You know KBOO.
Yes,
you're listening right now.
What time?
You can call back, and if you leave me your number, I'll give you a ring. We can talk off the air a little bit.
All right, I should call and leave my number for you.
Yeah,
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay, you are welcome. Bye. Take good care.
Thank you.
And what I hear in the mix that we should probably talk to Catherine.
All right.
Good morning, Catherine.
Oh, hello. So am I supposed to just give you my birth date, or do I ask a question?
No, you can just give me your birth date, time, place.
Sort of okay, how you want to work you. This thing.
Okay. June 22nd, 1956, 1:47 a.m. in Portland, Oregon.
See, that's excellent. Three cancers this morning.
Oh, my God.
We are taking okay. over.
Probably.
That. Well, and Barry was a Virgo, so...
Not a cancer.
No, but we had cancers with Leo with Virgo moons.
All right. Lynn, she likes to see the grand pattern. I just like to count the cancers that go in myself, because we're fabulous. So while Lynn punches up your birthday in her fine pocket ephemeris, isn't it amazing what technology has given us?
It sounds wonderful.
Because she no longer has to drag in the vaults of books.
I would never be able to do
the protractors, the compasses.
It's true.
The owls to turn the pages.
Mm-hmm. But I miss them. I kind of miss them.
While she's doing that, I shuffle the cards and I say, hello, Catherine. Thanks for calling in. And I think we're just about ready to go. How you doing this morning?
Oh, yes.
Good.
I'm just waiting.
Sure.
Aren't we all? Thousands of people are.
I guess I'm holding my breath to see what you pull
Don't
out.
Don't do there. That. It's dangerous.
Okay.
Well, fantastic. Okay. So you, too, have the Six of Flames, which is the card about play that I was just talking to our friend Barry about. And it looks like this is perhaps a little bit blocked on you as well, that perhaps you have been taking things a little seriously. Things have been a little bit glum, perhaps. But it is important to remember the sense of play that actually feeds your soul. And it is important to remember that that sense of play not only feeds your own soul, but nourishes your connection to the divine. And it's important because you actually have a bit of a journey going on, that you have really come to a place in your life where you're ready to make a change, a big move. And whether this is in your actual dwelling, which it could be, at least the way you are living within your dwelling is changing. That you have a new understanding of what it really takes to take care of yourself at the most basic to the most complex levels, to take care of your own body, to take care of your own health, to take care of your own well-being, to take care of your own situation and being in this world. And that you're ready to take that, as it were, into sort of a journey of spirit. That to see where you can go, to see how far you can go, to see where your next destination lies. And that's what I have in the cards.
Well, I certainly am at a crossroads.
Did you have a question?
I'm sure there's a question in there.
You don't have to have one. I
guess I've just been paralyzed. It's like I can't make decisions. It's like if this is a crossroads, and it's probably been for a long time, but at least since January, I go back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Is there one of the decisions, does one of the decisions feel lighter, like perhaps a bit more buoyant?
Well, it's scary because it would be different.
Right. Scary is all right.
Yeah.
You're talking to a cancer.
I know.
And you're one.
I am one.
She also, by the way, has Venus and Mercury in Gemini like yourself.
Oh, I see.
So knowing what you actually want sometimes is difficult.
Can be a little hard. But
can be.
You have actually figured out so much for yourself about what works. But you need to take it in a new direction.
And may I add, You have Jupiter and Leo right at your midheaven, which is has to do with career, how people see you. This is a sort of fortunate time that to do that sort of thing. Timing is there for you now.
Okay.
I'm not saying jump off a cliff. I'm just saying that there can be
there baby can steps. Be baby steps.
Okay.
That can work. That you know, Jupiter can also be a house of cards. It's pretty gassy, but it can. It's in astrology. It's often equated with luck, but you just
oh.
Yeah. That's oh, she says.
I could use some of that.
Yeah, yeah. As far as career or work. Or just how people are seeing you, if that makes
okay.
any sense. Does that make
yeah.
sense to you? And this is a good time to make either some changes or for things to come to you. Sometimes they come to you.
That would be good, too.
And but it sounds like knowing what you want when you see it will be the hard part.
Yeah, that is the hard part, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to take somewhat of a risk, not a huge one.
Playful.
Okay. Playful.
Keep playful.
Playful. Playful risk.
That playful is really important for almost everybody these days because we've had such intense transit. This Pluto-Uranus thing has been kicking everyone in many ways, many major and from major to minor ways. So playful, to remember to be playful in the middle of that is sound advice.
I will endeavor to do that. And I definitely probably am limited in my play, so I will work on that.
Okay.
I see a jump rope in your
much.
Future. Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe a hula hoop. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
Catherine.
And look at that. We are more or less out of time.
Wow. That is always the
hour,
fastest hour.
And you know, the note from our engineering pixie says, my mom's on the line and we cannot get to her.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I can read her cards later.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah,
we
okay.
can. If we get her information, we will.
We get her information.
Yeah,
she's my mom. Okay, and with that, we.
Oh, that Patricia! I thought you said our engineer's mother. Patricia! Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to hear from you. You goob. You timing.
You women, surprise.
You and your daughter. Late. Imagine.
Well, I'm so sure she's been on hold.
Oh, that's true.
Can't blame her.
Oh, it's nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
How are
you
doing?
It's really nice to hear your voices, too.
Look, she listens to us on the radio.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, of course. Will Trout's here, and we've got his little... I don't have an interconnect connection for 2 days.
Oh.
And so he gets his streaming on the on his little phone, and I'm just enjoying listening to you.
Oh.
And if you have a minute, maybe...
Oh, later. Yeah. Later. We don't have time to... Though, we have all your stuff here. But we have your information. We know all about you. So
Lynn's got your information.
I got your stuff. But we have just about run out of show here. But it's so lovely to hear from you.
I know.
And happy Halloween and stuff.
Oh yeah, we've created the ofrenda.
You did the altar.
Beautiful, and it's growing. And so tomorrow night we'll finish it and start that business. But
well, have a shot of tequila for me.
I certainly will have 2 or 3.
All right.
For you.
Thank you very much.
I'll do my best.
All right, you do.
Do
that.
And she will.
I know she will.
And what the cards actually say in that last 30 seconds that I have remaining is, forget about expectations. Let go of expectations and just know that the destination is the important thing. There really is enough to go around, whether that's love, money, resources. There really, really is. Tap deep into the source and know that you get to spend some time alone to renew and refresh, and that's really good for you.
Ooh.
How's that?
Thank you.
Okay.
You're so welcome.
I'm just on a treadmill these days, so.
All right.
Just breathe. There's enough.
There you go. Okay.
There is enough.
You know these things.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
Take good
Thank
care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And with that, dear listeners, another mini tarot, astro tarot reading show is in the can, so to speak. You can catch them up
Happy
Samhain. You can get those back online for those of you that got readings and want to hear them again. Bye.
Good Samhain. Happy Day of the Dead. Honor the ancestors in whatever way we can. Dance with them. Be with them. They are us, right? Mm-hmm. We get to be them soon enough.